Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
You want to talk about defense stats? I think we should give some love to the Rams defense, which only allowed 3 points in this game. Obviously, you know, the Bears scoring the touchdown on the Rams turnover, Robert Woods fumbling. Brandon Staley, you know, what a great hire, or at least looking like it, for this Rams team. I mean, they move on from Wade Phillips, like, you know, kind of one of the best defensive coordinators ever, you know, and it's, I think that that move at the time was kind of like, why are you doing that? You know, this is a guy who's established. It's not like the Rams were terrible last year defensively. So they make this big move and it looks worth it so far. I mean, you saw it on Monday night. It's not like, again, I think Foles struggling played a part in it. I don't think it was a total mastermind defensive shutdown. But, I mean, we're seeing really good things from that defense. Obviously, you know, Aaron Donald gets all the attention. But I want to show some love to Leonard Floyd, who showed up big against his former team. I mean, he had 3 quarterback hits, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. Thought he looked really good. Really impressed with, obviously, a lot of players in that secondary. John Johnson is a just a great guy to have at the back end there. Jalen Ramsey making a big play to seal the game with the interception, and thought he did well for the most part. So a lot of things to like on this Rams defense, and also stats. I mean, I'd be remiss,
yes,
to not show some love,
yes,
to Johnny Hecker,
yes,
the GOAT. I mean, that 63 yard punt he had towards the end of the game, like people are gonna be like, or some people might be like, oh, punter, give me a break. I mean, no, this guy is, he's fun for a punter to watch. He's fun. That 63 yard punt again was awesome. I mean, it's like it booms all the way down the field and then it has backspin on it, so it doesn't go into the end zone for a touchback. Hecker was great in that game, and he was a big factor in them winning as well.
A huge factor. And for anyone to downplay that, they're just wrong. I'm sorry. He had 5 punts downed inside the 10 yard line. Here's the field position that the Bears had after a punt. The 7, the 10, the 1, the 6, and the 5. And this just in, going all the way down the field on 80 plus yard drives is really hard. And it absolutely impacted the game. It totally changes the offensive plays you can call because you're backed up there. You're worried about a safety. He got a game ball from Sean McVay and he totally deserved it. And by the way, Johnny Hecker's good on the fake punts too. I like Johnny Hecker. He's probably the most fun punter in the whole league.
There was a lot of talk about the watermelon kick. You know, they hold it instead of, you know, going end over end. I'm demonstrating it to stats here. Of course, you can't see on the podcast. You hold it like a watermelon, you know, and as you would kick a watermelon, you know, in that natural style. So that was great to see. I meant to say in here too that the Rams are tied with Pittsburgh for allowing the third fewest yards per play. So again, that defense looking pretty good. I think it was interesting coming into this game because all we were talking about was how, oh, you know, the Rams, they've only beaten the NFC East, and still true, and they beat a Bears team that we just said isn't as good as we think they are. I don't think that means the Rams are a bad team, though. I think they look like a good team. They're still yet to prove they're in that elite tier, but overall, you know, a really good win. So encouraging sign for them.
Yeah, if you don't have what I would say is like an elite quarterback or an elite play caller, and you're going up against the Rams, you're going to be in trouble. That defense is good. Like you said, they've got stars. They've got all pros at multiple levels, which always makes the defense good. I think we're going to find out more about them as the season goes along. You know, their schedule does pick up here. I'm really interested to see them play Tua in his debut this week. But they still have the Seattle game. Obviously they're going to face Tom Brady, Kyler Murray. So we're going to find out more about the Rams, but until then they're taking care of business. And that's what you can ask for if you're a Rams fan. So congratulations to them.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show, wherever you get your podcasts.